first, we're talking a little bit back to school. And what better way to talk about going back to school than to talk about how evil you were back when you were in school? Some of the things you did. I feel a lot better about, you know, writing a scandalous newspaper now that we had the guy who peer pressured drugs on a bunch of people who may possibly still, you know, be hooked on them. Now that we had him talk, I feel a little bit better. So maybe that's what we're doing. Making people feel better and encouraging the kids who are listening to, you know, not do these things. So what were some of the things you did? 539-9750 or 238-0975.
Well, I used to be the one to get picked on.
You were a picked on person, though.
Until my freshman high school.
High school is when you were able to turn it around?
Yeah, I had the school bully, and I knocked the crap out of her.
Nice.
I just literally laid into her one day.
So it's like a, it's like prison almost. You see, when you go to prison, right, you're supposed to, you know, set an example early and often.
Exactly. You said it. I said it early, and after that, I was, the kid stayed away.
Nice. So that'll solve it.
That's the only time I ever did that.
I don't know if we, do we want to encourage the other kids to beat, no, probably don't want to encourage people to beat
each other. I have a daughter now, and no, I do not encourage it.
And that's
even
nice.
Even though there's been a few times I've almost encouraged it, but no, I do not encourage that with my child.
Well, way to stick up for yourself.
So, yeah, there's ways of curing the bullies.
Curing the bullies. Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Good morning. Were you a bully back in the day?
No, I wasn't a bully, but I did well my ability to skip school without getting caught.
How'd you do that?
I was an office assistant, and so I'd give my friends, you know, free get-out of school passes.
Sounds like a game of Monopoly or something.
Huh?
It sounds like a game of Monopoly.
Well, yeah, and then I started selling them to other people, you know, in school.
Nice. You had a little business there for you.
Yeah, and the principal thought I was an angel, you know, because I worked as an office assistant, so, yeah, it was all cool, but, yeah, when he found out the senior paper day that I skipped school without getting caught, he's like, I can't believe you did that.
But you never got busted for dealing out the old passes?
No, I never got busted for that.
Well, good. See, you're still learning there, though, you know, a lot of times, well, that's terrible, I can't believe you did that, but it's a little entrepreneurial attitude there.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, it was, but I kind of feel bad that I did it. I mean, now that I'm older, but
yeah, but you can't really regret too much stuff, especially like that.
Yeah,
you know, it's one thing like one of our previous callers who said that you get kids hooked on drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
It's another if you're skipping school every once in a while. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling today.
Okay, thanks.
Hey there, were you a jerk back in the day?
I don't know if I was a jerk or not, but I convinced a kid that she had mad cow disease.
What? How'd you pull that off?
We'd just had lunch, and she started saying that she had a bad stomach ache, and I was like, what did you have? Right about that time when mad cow started coming out, that it was this big epidemic, and the world was going to end, and everybody was going to die. And she goes, well, I had hamburger. I said, oh, no. You really need to get to the hospital. And she goes, why? I said, dude, haven't you heard about mad cow? I was like, if you eat hamburger, you're going to die. And she ran screaming to the
how
nurse's
evil
office because she was convinced she had mad cow disease and was going to die.